City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auto Person Meeting, February 24th, 2025, to order. We have a quorum present.
Put my eyes on.
First order of business will be to approve the minutes of February 10th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll, start Marty, go right. Motion carried. No request to speak to the board tonight. Mayor's report. I apologize for the short agenda and everything. I've been out of town for the past week or whatever, but I have done a lot of work. So I was telling Chief Kathy a while ago and showing him and everything. I have a committee meeting on Wednesday night. Is that the best night for you? Thursday night's probably not good for most people because basketball and everything else. Only what, a week or two left?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they're in tournaments.
Girls districts tonight.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do Wednesday night.
What time?
6 okay with them? Is that too early? 6:30?
What'd you do?
You what?
Can we do Wednesday? Can we go 6:30 Wednesday?
I could be late.
I like that answer.
Well, at least she bothers.
It's fine.
I can be here.
We can.
That's cute.
I think we could possibly be. What time can you be here, Kayla?
About 7.
7?
Okay.
Let's do 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
And we'll do a 2 hour. Let's say it'll last 2 hours or less. Okay, and then if we'll figure out that night if we need to move forward on some of those items. And if we do, we'll probably call one for the Monday night, depending on everybody's schedule and everything, maybe Monday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
He was Thursday night without, wasn't he? So, yeah, I remembered something, but I couldn't remember exactly. Dale has been working on a lot of the ditches and leaves and everything, getting those straightened up. We are going to need some culverts sometime. Not exactly sure what size we're going to need. We've got to stop some of this drainage problems in certain areas, and that will take care of some of the area.
I got a question on that.
Yes, sir.
Whose responsibility is it to change the ones that run under driveways, because this seems to be a lot of a problem? Is that ours, the homeowner?
It's,
or
it's the owners of the property to clean out under the driveway. I meant to our problem to clean out under it. It's
I mean,
problem
it, they, I'm not saying clean it out. I mean, a bunch of them look like they're caved in. They've been there for as long as I have.
Yeah, it's their problem. Unless the board votes to change that, right now it is the homeowner's responsibility to check it.
Because so, Dale and him had cleaned out a bunch of stuff, but then it would get to a culvert, and it does it on East College was one of them up there by Sam Locke's old house. It had water flowing backwards down the thing. Ditches were clean, but it does it every time. It's, you can see where it's caved over and rusted and caving in. I didn't know if that was the city's to replace or if the homeowner's to replace.
Yeah, that is 100% the homeowner's.
Okay.
We went through that with MTAS and everything, and MTAS told us that it was 100% the homeowner's, that the city can make somebody replace it if they come to that. But they also said that from the point forward, we had started making sure that if somebody put a culvert in, that they had to get a permit. It doesn't cost anything, but it allows Dale to know how big of a culvert needs to go there. It lets the homeowner know how big that culvert needs to be.
Well, this has been there since I was a kid. I mean, it's nothing that Dale and him could do about it.
Yeah.
It's just old. Why do you have a lake in front of your house? Why do you have a lake in front of your house?
I don't anymore.
Did you fix it?
Hmm?
Did you fix it?
No, it quit raining.
You said there was a cost of replacement of a culvert. Was that, it like, what, $250?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. We haven't made it that far. I just wanted to make everybody aware because the culvert around East South that runs down, it comes from East South across around the corner, and it comes down Royal Street. That whole area there floods. Well, when it floods, not only does it mess up everything around it, it messes our road up also. And that's been a lot of the problem right in that area. We've been trying to figure out how to fix it without putting a ditch in. Because that is not an area we want to put a ditch in because the road is so small. I mean, it's kind of like Ore Road and everything. We changed the speed limit on Ore Road because of it being so narrow, people knocking people's mirrors off, running in the ditch and everything else. That is something we've got to work on is Ore Road also. So, the other issue that I want to talk about, because there's been some misunderstanding, and it was not misreported, it was just not understood the way it should have been understood. I did not say that we was raising water rates at any point in time through any conversation that we had, because it's been put out there to citizens that we're raising water rates. We have no intentions of raising water rates. The reason we're doing the depreciation study and things like that is to help keep future costs down later down the road. The depreciation that we're even talking about would hit in 2027 or 2028. And that's why we're trying to get ahead of that game before it gets to us. I just want to make it clear that when I told you guys that we're going to start the depreciation schedule, start talking about it, look at the assets, look at the management side of it and everything, that was not the intention of meaning that we're going to raise water rates, because there's nobody around this board or myself that is interested in raising water rates at all. So I just want to make that clear of where we're at. We're going to have to get PRI back in. We'll probably get Ashley to schedule that sometime in the near future. PRI is the asphalt company that does the patching of the roads. We have a contract with them where they can't go up and down throughout a whole year and everything, and every year they'll rebid it. Every year they're the lowest bid that we get. There is some places that we have to get to that. So Ashley and Dale will work on that to get a list of what it is, get it back to the board. Okay. Department reports, fire?
Nothing at this time.
Police?
No report, Mayor.
Street?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Okay.
A week ago last Thursday, we had to fix a water main in Scattered Acres. Y'all know we cannot predict when these are going to happen.
Right.
When they happen, we have to get on. So that means emergency call, 2 hours. We didn't cut the water at that time. Once they got there, we started digging. I was in communication with Ashley, and she said, Dale, let me know y'all want to kill the water so I can put it out. So once we found the leak, because you have to chase them, I called her, said, I was going to kill the water. She said, how long do you think it'll be? I said, I'm hoping no more than an hour and a half. So we're going to cut a section out, put one in. You got to clean that with bleach when you do that, the water main. Make sure no bacteria is in it. About an hour and a half, we had it fixed, had the water back on. But you have people that complain, you know. So when y'all see people and they say something like that, they say, this is not an instant fix. They don't know ahead of time. They can't say, hey, we're going to work on this water main tomorrow because it's leaking. It doesn't work that way. Because it does damage to our roads. It can do damage to their houses. So when people say something, sort of.
Sounds like the main got it done pretty quick.
We did. So, and also, we have been started cleaning out these ditches and some of the culverts. Like you said, Brian, what we run into.
Yeah.
If we hit it, it backs up. And there's nothing we can do about that.
No, sir.
We can't get through.
No, sir.
So, and that caused damage to the road. Me and Chris looked up there on the east well, the water is flowing from the south coming across. That's eroding the road where it's coming across. We also got another spot on South Royal that I know today we're going to have to look at. You know, we were in that committee meeting talking about all this.
Right.
You asked me about needing help. It looks like we are. We're going to continue to have to do this because fixing to have Kevin at the park 40 hours.
Okay.
We got stuff we're going to do ahead of time before the park comes in, you know, get things ready. And we get pulled off to other things. You know, that water department, wastewater. You know, that's a lot of crazy things out there. We want to help them. We don't know if that's going to be a day and a half, or a two-day job on that one we got to tackle down there. So I think you need to be looking at
that one guy. He goes back to the park because he's a full-time park guy.
Yes.
And y'all are going to have to go up there and help him to get the spring stuff started.
Yeah, and we got one that possibility be leaving me sometime because he's looking at maybe going to Lima School. That's why I said.
When do you think Jackson's going to go to Lima School?
I don't know yet. He won't give me a definite.
He's applied, he just hadn't heard back,
he
right?
Probably don't know. Yeah. When he's gone, so I think we need to be looking.
How long do you think it's going to take to do the ditches? And
Cindy told me.
It's going to take a while, all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, I know, but.
Yeah, I mean, we started on, you know, we get pulled off, get back on them, repairing the roads. You know, there's a possibility of looking at putting in two culverts, one on East South and one on the hull.
If we do agree to hire somebody, do you have a candidate in mind? And I'm not asking for a name, but do you have any good candidates in mind? Okay. So you need to advertise that. When does the ball league start?
I'm not exactly sure.
They haven't got any dates yet to us. April? Yeah, in April.
Early April?
I think that's when it was last year.
Not the last week, but the week before last week of March, I think, is when Ryan, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when he told me that.
That's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we take applications? That don't mean we're hiring, but just let Dale take applications, and then we can go from there. Because he's already slammed. So if we're going to move somebody out of there, which their job is the park, back to the park, then that's really going to leave him slammed. And they're going to have to help at the park to start with anyway.
Right, and that employee, Dale, just to be clear, that employee's not going to work at the park 40 hours a week, every week. But when ball season starts, he's got to be there.
And when we get ready to get the park ready, everything we'll have to do when he's coming.
Right.
I don't know who'll be doing it.
Right.
Everything we'll have to do.
So, we'll table that conversation to a committee. We'll go ahead and start exploring the application process and everything, to take applications, and we'll move it to a committee, and then we will make a decision from there. Is everybody good with that?
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay.
Finance personnel.
Want to remind everybody about tax relief. We're getting towards the end of our tax season. Also, if you haven't or you know somebody else who hasn't paid their property tax this year, penalties will start going in the 1st of March. So last day of February is the last day to pay without penalties. So keep that in mind as well.
Okay. Those go in March.
March 1st.
What is the penalty on that? Do you know? Because I can't.
11.29, man.
I forget exactly how it's calculated. It's Typically a couple of dollars a month.
Okay. I might pay.
Probably like a percentage or something on the balance.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Water and sewer operations. Water operations. Water.
I have nothing at this time.
Sewer.
Yeah, I've got a price. Not definite yet.
Okay.
Not a definite price for the bearing. To go on the aerator. Took met with Dale and Bradley down at the wastewater plant. Feel like we can do it. But called the guy today to get a bearing. He's supposed to be giving me a definite price. Hopefully I'll hear from him tomorrow.
So where are we looking at ordering that bearing from? And what's the timing of it?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Called the place in New Bern.
You think they have it?
According to their website today. I called the gentleman. He's trying to...
So basically, if he don't have it, he can get it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a company that we have bought stuff from in the past as well.
Okay.
The only other thing that I think we need to be aware of is the gearbox on the end of that shaft that runs the aerator itself. We went through this process, about a year, 2.5 years ago?
3 years ago.
On a different one.
And
we changed the gearbox out.
We changed the gearbox out. We had to cut the old gearbox off because it was.
Did you put a Dodge up gearbox in, or what did you put in? SMT.
I don't even know how you pronounce it. Whatever we replaced with, whatever was on there.
Oh, really? Okay. So you replaced it with what was on there?
Yeah. Well, Randy did.
Why did we go back with the same gearbox if it's not any good? I'm just asking questions. I don't care.
I have no idea. I was just here about a year when that happened.
Okay.
But,
is this the same one we replaced or a different one?
No, this will be a different
one. Okay.
And if it doesn't release like it should, we'll end up having to cut it off and have to replace another gearbox. So, I've got a quote from a place in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And the gearbox is roughly $9,000.
Okay.
Roughly.
That's not as bad as I thought it was.
I was thinking $10,000.
But that's going back with the same one.
That's going back with the same one.
Because the Dodge gearbox is going to be
$15,000, $18,000. The Dodge gearbox is going to be a lot higher.
Yeah.
The bearing itself, what I saw, about $8,000.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't believe stuff is this high. It blows my mind. But we discussed it, and we feel pretty, I feel pretty confident. Dale feels pretty confident. Brad feels pretty confident. We can change it. So, just wanted to let the board know that's what we're looking at. We're waiting on this gentleman to give me a definite price. I'm going to call a couple of different places tomorrow, try to get a price on this bearing, and report back.
I need 3 quotes.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't know if it'll be a day, maybe 2 days. We don't know what it'll be till we actually tear into it.
Right, yeah.
It could be less than a day. But we won't know till we start. Well, it
took probably 2 days last time to do it.
If we end up having to cut it, we beat on it. And
that's what I'm saying. I mean,
if we can get it to release, and I said it won't be a big deal.
So are you still, you're not running that now, are you?
That particular aerator runs two hours a day. It runs.
So the bearing is not locked up right now?
It's not locked up, no. It runs an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening. Like right now, it just shut off at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So running it like that, we greasing.
You need to be greasing it more often. You've already greased it too much anyway, yeah. So it's not your fault, I understand. But You need to be greasing it more often than what you're greasing it now to keep it from
seizing
up.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, make sure that thing's got grease to it. Don't let it go dry.
Gotcha.
Because that will seize it to that shaft, and you will not get it off. So if you get into it and can't do it, call me. I'll come help you. I think Dale could do it.
I had Dale those confidence in us.
Heat it and freeze it. You'll drop it off. So don't you do it. Okay. Anything else?
That's it, sir.
Thank you. Committee reports, Finance Administration personnel. We'll have a committee meeting on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. We will run animal control first. We will run finance. We can run almost everything in finance that night, right? We can run it all. We'll run it all under finance. If not, we'll run it under animal control and finance. And if we see a situation, we'll throw the third committee in. Okay? 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Police committee. Public Works committee. Committee?
Nothing at this time.
Buildings and walkways?
Nothing.
Parks and Recreation?
Nothing.
Any updates from any outside committees?
I think we did have enough teams, too, for two. That signed up for ball. Have we picked teams yet?
No. I think the snow and ice and everything got everybody
sure.
on track and everything.
Sure.
So they'll probably do it this week or the end of this week. Cool. Unfinished business? Oh, I did, didn't I? Oh, that's under me. Okay. At least I wasn't skipping.
Fire
and,
the whole committee.
I know. Okay. I said, at least I didn't skip
Jennifer
this time. Okay,
I guess
the turn. See,
Jennifer,
they just skipped myself.
Fire and rescue.
Cool.
Brendan.
I'd like to hire Hayden Holden as a firefighter.
Brian's familiar
with him. He's one of the
yeah.
juniors that just turned 18.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So he's pure firefighter, right?
Has
he got his...
He's actually in EMR right now.
Has he got his certification in the fire?
Well, he does, don't he?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Thank you, does.
If he's not finished, he's almost there.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people we got?
Not enough.
21.
At least.
Entertain a motion?
So move.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Jessica and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. Unfinished business? Anybody have any unfinished business?
Mm-hmm.
I did talk to Joni Bailey over Wednesday or Thursday of last week. They're going to come, they was coming the 22nd, they're going to come
this
week,
Wednesday,
I can't think of the
date. We were supposed to open bids last Wednesday with the weather, they decided to put push it off a week, so we'll be opening those this Wednesday.
Okay. We were scared that maybe some people might not show up. That would be bidding on some of the projects at the park. And if we didn't schedule it and everything, we might get higher bids than what we wanted. Reschedule it. So that's why we've done that. But everything's still on track and everything's still like it's supposed to be. Fire hydrant on South Main.
Possibly March 18th, sometime around that week.
Is that Rogers? I got a question, just to satisfy me, okay? Why can't we put that hydrant in? Just asking a question.
Well, I don't think we have enough personnel, and I don't think we've got enough time, and I don't think we're certified enough to do that. Not taking anything away from anybody, but we're stretched pretty thin on doing other projects and stuff coming up, and they do this every day, so.
What was the cost of doing that?
Their part, like, $4,000.
And they're doing what? What does that include?
That is all the labor, concrete rental for getting a jackhammer, tearing out the concrete, laying the pipe, tearing out the old, putting new in. We're still paying for the parts. I think the whole project's like almost $10,000. But
part paying, of it's putting a valve in?
They are putting a valve in.
Our Rogers is putting a valve in?
They're putting a valve in for that hydrant. They're supposed to. That's in their listing. I think we've got that information.
What is that going to consist of them putting it in? Are they going to turn the line off and then put the valve in? And then, I'm just asking, is that how that works on that deal?
We will, and long story short, we will kill the water as best as we can.
Okay.
There's a leg that kicks off the main. They're going to tie into that leg that currently goes to a hydrant. They're going to insert a valve, and then they're going to continue on with a new pipe.
So let me go back. They're going to insert a valve. Are they inserting a valve by sliding it on the pipe?
Yes.
Bolting it together?
Yes.
So they're not doing a hot tap?
Correct.
Okay.
Is that the hydrant up there by Brandon's?
What do you mean by certified to put the hydrant in?
Well, that is a hydrant crew that goes around. That's what they do for a living. So they are certified. They have a license, they have a distributing license.
Uh-huh.
And so currently.
So you have to have a distribution license to.
You probably don't, but if you would probably need that, someone else's, instead of our current person that we have at the moment, because we're still on part of a state highway or state permit. So if you want us to do it, we'll tear it out. But we set up with them to do it. We're on their schedule.
I just think we're wasting $4,000, just being honest.
Okay.
I think we need to do it ourselves. I mean, if we're going to hire employees to do things, I don't want to be contracting out something that we can do. Does that make sense?
Okay.
What size pipe are we putting to the hydrant?
Six.
That's what's there now, right? So we're going to turn the valve off right here, on main right here, turn it, and turn the valve off on the other side by the railroad, and then open up the hydrants, and then we're going to, after we dig it out and everything, get ready to replace it, we'll turn the water off and everything, and then we will cut that pipe or take it apart at a boot, at a fitting, at a coupling, if there's one there.
Possibly.
And then
or we'll cut it,
But you're going to do that regardless?
Yes.
No matter whether they do it or we do it?
Yes. And then we'll cut the asphalt down, take a jackhammer. We'll have to rent a jackhammer or borrow one and go do that.
We don't have one, Dale?
Nothing but that concrete.
We don't have one?
We borrow one for training. I have no problem getting it.
Okay. Find out how much one costs, because we'll put it in the budget for this year.
We can look at one and fit on skid steer.
This is the second or third time we've needed a jackhammer.
About the only place you actually need would be out on Main Street. That's where all your concrete's
at. Yeah.
The rest of the roads are asphalt and gravel. But I'd have to look for what the cost would be more to fit that skid steer.
For a budgeting item, not buying it now. Does the board feel any different? I didn't. Y'all don't? I mean, I'm asking.
No. He don't think he could do it.
No. We can do it.
I'm not going to go to Taco Bell and order a cheeseburger, so...
I mean, we can do it. I mean, we're just going to be everything. We just got to line everything up.
Just don't do it on water cutoff days and don't do it on...
bearing replacement days and...
Yeah, get together and figure out what day we can do it on and call the state, get it shut down for at least half of the road, shut down for whatever time you think it's going to take. Make sure we get that permit from the state.
Is that permit good for a certain period of time, Jack?
It is. We're still covered on our state permit at the moment.
What you look at, too, is also the weather.
Yeah.
You know, pick the date. I mean, you can pre-cut the asphalt, not pour it up and pre-cut it. Get that up, then you have to go to knocking the concrete.
Be done by a certain time?
Depending on the weather and everything.
I mean,
I don't know why.
Do you need that hydrant in by a certain date?
Definitely, because Lynn's ready to start on the concrete as soon as we're getting ready to get that done. So he's got a schedule, and he can't schedule until we put down get the hydrant installed. So my suggestion would be to y'all three to jump on that together and figure out how many you need to do it and get it scheduled. And before something happens and we don't have a hydrant around or whatever, to take care of what we need to take care of.
How long will it take?
You never know.
Don't know.
You don't know what you're going to do then. I'm not trying to be funny, that's true.
I mean, yeah.
We don't honestly know at the moment if it's straight off that main or if it's at an angle off that main.
You don't know until you do.
We won't know.
Is there anything that you could run into that the hydrant company, Rogers, would be prepared for that we wouldn't be? Or that they're able to do that you guys couldn't do?
Sometimes have different tools, specialty tools, that we don't have. And I don't really know other than tell you that information. But, I've seen one cut out. We replaced the edge of one once, but I don't know how much experience they have. We'll
tackle it. We replaced them out there across from the Dollar General Tree. We replaced that one.
How long did it take you to do that one?
Probably
6 hours.
Yeah,
or longer.
The good thing there, we didn't have to cut out the road. It was already off the road.
Right.
And we didn't cut any pipe either. We just had to
We got some pipe holes.
never know you get into it, baby. You don't know.
Any board members change your mind? Jay, would you get that scheduled with Dale and everything and get started on that as soon as you can?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other unfinished business? New business? Move to the accounts, February 24, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Is that Lee's garage? Is that tobacco?
No, that's the fire truck.
No more discussion. Call the roll. Start with Marty. Go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
No. Thank you.
Marty, you did a great job.